it's obviously a worry, Michaela, and it's something that we have had a discussion on. We met last Friday, all the Oireachtas members and the health forum members in Donegal. I had a meeting for a few hours with the SAOLTA senior management last Friday, where we aired a lot of the concerns that we have in the whole area of the hospital and the challenges that's there. However, I suppose the fact now that the minister has at this stage put in the performance management improvement unit, I think we'll look at all areas of the hospital, and I think it's about us identifying the solutions that's needed, because we need to put the proper supports in place for the staff that are working very, very hard in the hospital, and indeed the many consultants who are working very hard. I think there's 78 consultants in total in Letterkenny University Hospital now. Of course, this is a worry and a concern, but I think we need to acknowledge there's an awful lot of good work happening, and this was identified as well by the SAOLTA group, the quality and patient safety. So the fact that this was identified shows that there's standards in place and that these situations are being closely monitored. However, I mean, I would have raised the issue of the fact that we have a lot of agency staff maybe and locums coming to the hospital. And I think what we need to do is we need to try and attract our own more permanent consultants, and hopefully the new consultants contract will make it more attractive for people to come and work on a more permanent basis to Letterkenny University Hospital. And I think that's been acknowledged by everyone at this stage, and how we can make more efforts to get people to come here to the Northwest, because there is many challenges in some of that areas. So look, I think this is work in progress, but for me personally, I think over the next 4 to 6 weeks, the outcome of the PMIU will be very interesting. It's definitely going to show up challenges in many different areas, from primary care to community care, and indeed the A&E and challenges in that whole area. But it's how we can find solutions to that, and in the meantime, it's how we can give the people who's at the coalface the level of confidence and support that they're doing their level best in difficult circumstances. And I think we need to send out a message of hope to the people that's going to the hospital, and that there is a dedicated team that's doing a lot of good work there as well.